Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. President, since this is the first time my delegation is taking the floor, I'd like to express our support to your work as you carry out your functions. Mr. President, my country is a strong promoter of the prohibition of the weapons that cause inhuman and a discriminative effect. In this context, Mexico has maintained its commitment with the humanitarian objectives of the convention, and we are fully convinced that we have to move forward towards the full elimination of anti-personnel mines. At the same time, Mexico will continue to work to overcome the very serious economic, social, and humanitarian consequences of the use of these weapons for civilian populations and to ensure the reconstruction of affected communities. In this respect, we like to praise Oman for ratifying the convention and the fact that Mozambique and Finland have fulfilled their obligations under the convention. In the opinion of my delegation, Mr. President, state members should continue to strive to ensure that those who are not parties to the convention join the convention to avoid the risks and threat to the security and the well-being of the civilian population that is connected to the very existence of the arsenals of such weapons. In this respect, Mexico recognizes and thanks those states parties that participate in the meetings of the convention while not having acceded to the convention as observer countries. This is a very important political signal that reflects the support to the framework created by this convention and the international committed to focus on the protection of population in respect of international humanitarian law and provide attention to victims and ensure their full reintegration into their communities. Mr. President, Mexico recognizes the work of non-governmental organizations that made this convention possible and that are working to promote the universalization of this instrument. In a specific manner, I'd like to thank the organization for carrying out campaigns to involve those countries that are not parties to the convention, and they're the largest producers of anti-personnel mines. I would like to say that there's a need to strengthen the commitment of the international community to the convention and the full compliance. And for this, we have to continue to move forward in our work to destroy anti-personnel mines and clear affected areas and provide attention and assistance to victims. Mexico would like to use this opportunity to once again firmly condemn the use of anti-personnel landmines and other weapons by any actor and under any circumstances. Mr. President, my country gives high priority to international cooperation to provide support to victims of anti-personnel landmines and cluster munitions, and full support should be provided to full rehabilitation of victims and full integration into their families and into their communities as productive individuals. Only in this way we will be implementing fully the provisions of the convention and also helping others to fulfill their obligations. Just like other conventions with humanitarian purposes, international cooperation plays a crucial role to promote the culture of respect of the principles and norms of international humanitarian law and human rights in order to overcome the damage caused to civilians by armed conflicts. Mexico believes that a part of the enormous financial, economic, technical, material, and human resources that are used for the production of weapons should be used towards the promotion of international cooperation to support developing countries and to provide attention and assistance to victims of anti-personnel landmines, cluster munitions, and ERW in order to fully implement the provisions of these conventions and also fulfill the objectives of a sustainable development Development Agenda 2030. In conclusion, Mr. President, Mexico would like to reiterate its priority that it gives to the financial sustainability of the convention. The proposal that was elaborated and agreed by the Belgian presidency under the mechanism for financing is a tool that may overcome the problem of deficit that we faced in 2014, and indeed Mexico supports this proposal. However, we believe that we need a long-term comprehensive solution in order to ensure that the political aspirations of states' parties will finally be translated into sustainable financial commitments. Mexico believes that if we continue to work together, if we persevere in the work trying to ensure the universalization of this convention, and we commit ourselves to provide the necessary resources for the implementation of the convention, we'll be able to achieve the objective of a mine-free world by 2025, as we have decided to do in Maputo last year.